America fans, the biggest rivalry in Mexican soccer is coming to State Farm Stadium. Enter for a chance to win two tickets to watch Club America battle Chivas de Guadalajara on Saturday, October 11th. For tickets and more information, visit SeatGeek.com. You don't want to miss El Clásico de México. All you have to do is, on September 12th, head over to our Twitter/X account at EY Podcast. Follow us, like, and retweet to enter this giveaway. We'll be announcing the winner on September 23rd. Best of luck to everyone.
Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one show to bring you all things Club America in English, from tactical analysis to player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. It is officially Clásico de México week, and today we're going to be talking all things Club America ahead of the Super Clásico against Chivas. So we got a lot to talk about and we got a lot to break down. And joining me today for the very first time is none other than soccer content creator and Club America fanatic. It is Mr. El Soccer Guy, aka also known as Mr. Leo Hernandez. Man, thank you so much for coming on and talking.
No, it's great. It's great. I love always meeting another Americanista like myself, you know?
Awesome, awesome. And you know, I know we spoke about this off camera, but I want to reintegrate this again on camera and just say kind of how we were looking forward to this whole Clásico week, and we were thinking we're going to lean more heavily on the Club America side than rather have like a Chivas fan come on or a Chivas expert come on and talk about that. We wanted to lean a little bit more heavier towards the America side and talk. And you were one of the first names that came on to our list that we wanted to bring on because I think you're just doing such a really cool job. Talk to me a little bit more about kind of your journey, how you got into soccer content and what it's like to go to all these places and at the same time also rep Club America wherever it is that you go.
Well, it's funny because I didn't want to be a content creator or influencer, whatever you want to say, but it just happened to be. I remember my first video was, I was making fun of the Mexican national team. I think like 3 years ago, they were doing really bad. And I was like, oh, I'm going to just make fun of them. And then I posted it. It was like around 9:10 p.m. and then the next day I had a million views and all these 100 notifications, so I was like, oh shit, what happened, you know? And from there I was like, well, I have a strong passion for soccer and football. From there I've just been posting for whatever I can, and luckily I've been able to like attend my first Liga MX final where I saw America beat Cruz Azul 1-0. I've been following them out everywhere. I already went to Chicago to go see them against Aston Villa, even though it was a friendly. So for the love of the game, I like to travel, see mis Águilas win, play, whatever it takes.
Absolutely, man. And then, like I said, it's really dope content you're doing, whether, you know, it's on TikTok or Instagram. I'm sure people here listening know exactly who you are and have seen your content already. So it's absolutely amazing. And it's great. I can't wait to talk all things Club America because it sounds like you know your stuff. And I can't wait to pick your brain about this game. But just by far the biggest game of the regular season. So let's talk about that specifically. Let's talk about America and Chivas. What does that game specifically mean to you?
Obviously, the history, it's a Super Clásico. It's the one that everybody doesn't want to miss. But lately, which it sucks to say, it doesn't meet the expectations as it used to anymore. Now it's like, you know, I think oh, it's America versus Chivas. Before I would be like, hey, America versus Chivas, you know? You can't miss it. But lately, like the last few seasons, like, I'm okay watching it, but it's not the energy, the passion isn't the same. I don't think it's America. I think it's just Chivas. They just don't bring it like they used to anymore, you know? I'm expecting, like, well, I don't know if we're going to give you predictions right now, but I'm expecting America to win. I don't know about an easy win, but it'll be a clear win.
All right. And we will get to predictions just a little bit later down the road, but it's nice to already kind of see the projection you have going on. And I can agree. I think we've had this conversation on the podcast for about 2 to 3 years now, specifically about the Clásico. Is it just because it's been so washed down and run out that, you know, we get in our face week in and week out? There was a time where we saw each other just periodically very much throughout the season. And now, obviously, their form isn't the same. And so, obviously, that takes a factor into it. But one of the things that I always like to remind people is that a Clásico is a Clásico. And you can never write out the rival right away. Although it does feel like lately, it feels like America just is in a much more comfortable position than it is with Chivas. Cool. And I think that's important, because one of the main talking points that I wanted to talk about was, how does America combat that, right? How does André Jardinet kind of manage the expectation and make sure that his team doesn't get lazy and, you know, puts in a shift to win this matchup? How do you think specifically America is going to try to manage that and not come into this game already thinking we've won?
I think obviously never get cocky, never get too overly confident. I mean, obviously they want to win every game, especially the rivalry, the Clásico. I think it's just pretty much not another game, but it's more for the history. And the way America is doing their form, I think it's this season, I want to say they could win it. But I don't want to get my hopes up like I always do. But for me, America's going to dominate. Yeah. I think Jardín, he doesn't know who he is, but I feel like he has a team and he has a squad, he has the tactics. Obviously, Chivas are doing somewhat kind of bad. But I think they can't let their guard down. Doesn't matter, because anything can happen.
Absolutely. And I think that's important to kind of remind the squad and remind ourselves too, as America fans, like, hey, this is a game in where nothing is given and nothing is for sure guaranteed. But I do think, yeah, we have a very good professional team and a good mindset within the squad, yes, that understands how important this matchup is. I think you look at a player like Alan St. Maximin, who just came into the squad and has already kind of wrapped himself around the culture and understands what it is to be an Americanista. So I know that he's coming into this game, and I'm sure Fidalgo and I'm sure Henry have talked to him about how important this game is. And those two are very kind of pivotal for America to continue the way that they are mentally, right? Not just specifically, yeah, on the pitch, but I think having a good mindset and knowing that, hey, this team may be down on the ground, but that doesn't mean we need to take them for granted. We need to find a way to kind of continue to beat them. And hey, if you can make their season worse, why not, right?
Honestly, so, pretty much, you know, just destroy them before, yeah, the season ends. But I mean, can they? Yes. Will they? We'll see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it will be interesting to see how this game unfolds, but I'm sure, like we always like to say on the podcast, in Jardinet we trust, and hopefully he does manage the expectation properly, yeah, for the players. Let me talk to you a little bit about America, and I want to pick your brain here and specifically ask, how do you like the back three formation that America has been using for this season?
It's hard to say, because obviously, as a FIFA player, I never played with back three, so for me, yeah, so I don't know the tactics of what Jardinet is thinking. I mean, it's a little risky for me. I mean, if I were a coach, but I think they've been doing good so far. I think it's just because it's a new formation for them. They're still trying to get the hang of it, and little by little, they're gonna know what to do for certain situations. So I just don't like playing with back three. That's just me.
Yeah, well, you and me both. I am a very strong advocate of, yeah, not playing with a back three. I'm more of a back four guy, and honestly, we've seen the best, yeah, America with a back four, but it's interesting, yeah, you know, we've seen it throughout this semester, how America's been able to kind of adapt and showcase, you know, that they're capable of interchanging within both formations, which I think is great. So I know a lot of people will be asking, well, is it going to be a back three? Is it going to be a back four? If there's anything to go by, I think that we'll stick with the back three just because of the big games. America's tend to use that formation. You saw it against Tigres, you saw it against Atlas, you saw it against Pachuca. So I think it's just kind of a given. We're going to see it again against Chivas. But, you know, don't be discouraged. I'm sure that we'll eventually go back to a back four, just depending on how things go. But, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Americanistas, today's episode is brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar, the official home of Club America in the United States. Every game this season will be streamed at Tom's Watch Bar. That's right. All the games, all the time. Meaning you always have a place to catch our Aguilas in action. So, head over to your local Tom's Watch Bar to experience an America game like never before. Visit tomswatchbar.com/events for more information. Thank you to Tom's for sponsoring today's episode. Talk to me a little bit more about what you expect from this America side coming into this game. Obviously, we've had a really good August, right? Maybe it wasn't the best start to the season, but it looks like we've picked things up. What are you expecting to see, and who are you expecting to have a really good game on Saturday?
Honestly, I think everybody's gonna have a good game. I know Chivas won their friendly against Leon, but obviously they did have some starters not playing because of the Mexican national team. Same with America. But I feel really, I mean, it sucks to say, but I just feel really confident América's going to do really good. I'm thinking the best player will probably be Filabio. I think he's always been, I don't want to say he's always been the best player, but he knows how to manage pretty much the game itself with putting a calm and on the team, on the América squad. And for some reason, I feel like Filabio just shows his, like, form against Chivas. That's what I've seen. I don't know what it is, but I feel like every time I think he takes it really seriously because he knows the rivalry, he knows the colors, he knows the badge. So I think we just see like a brand new Fidalgo, kind of like a, you know, a 99 rated FIFA Fidalgo. I just like seeing him play. I enjoy seeing him play, but when it comes to Chivas, it's like a brand new one. Like he just, like he knows how serious this game is.
I agree. I think you see a Fidalgo come to life. It's perfect examples last season, right? When you know he scores that great goal in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, where we were going up against them, and you're right, it looks like he turns into like prime Fidalgo, 99 rated. Like there's all the 99 stats possible. And you know what? I think maybe that has to do a little bit with the fact that A, like you mentioned, he understands the Clásico, he understands the history. But I think too, B, when you look back at a very pivotal moment in Fidalgo's career with América, it had to be that red card he got against Chivas in that semifinal in 2023.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I think ever since then, and he even spoke about it. He openly spoke about it and said that, you know, he had to go see a therapist at the end of the day because it felt like it was eating away at him. And so I think, you know, there's this kind of chip in him that says, oh, Chivas, I cannot make that mistake again, and I need to go out there and prove myself. And I think he still carries that, which I guess isn't a good thing at the end of the day because we've seen the best of him because of it. So that's awesome. That's great. Yeah, I think Fidalgo will be very important in making sure that the América side walks away with all 3 points. Talk to me a little bit about Alan St. Maximum. What do you think about his start so far with América? And do you think he'll officially get his first start against Chivas?
Honestly, I was scared because I saw a lot of rumors and news about how he just wasn't physically fit and how there was like a lot of issues with him like in the squad and something about discipline. I was like, damn, you know, América spent all these millions on this guy and he's probably not going to be good. But, you know, once he made his first appearance, he scored. And second appearance, he scored. So I think, damn, I don't know. It's funny because I remember you mentioned it, like, oh, would he start? I would like to start him, but I don't know. He's doing good. I think I would start him just to test him out, especially for an important game like this. And he's been in good form. So I think he would be able to at least score a goal, minimum an assist.
That'd be amazing.
I don't know. Yeah. And I mean, he's really good. Honestly, he's very impressive. He reminds me of like Chucho Benitez, speed, pretty much the speed and just the concentration of him. He knows what he has to do.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, man. I think that if he does start, we can see something important from him, whether it be a goal, which if it is another goal, I mean, 3 for 3 in your start to Liga MX, you couldn't ask for a better start. Even so, even if it's an assist, I think if he can provide something a little bit extra, maybe that Brian hasn't, it's ultimately just a benefit for us. And so I would think he does get the start. I don't know. I feel like, and this is no discredit to Brian, I think Brian's been our best player outside of maybe, you know, Fidalgo or Sendejas as well, who's had himself a pretty good year. But I think, I don't know, there's something about Mr. Gucci Man that I feel excites a lot of Americanistas. He's the talk of the town, right? You see that all the Americanistas on Twitter are mentioning him. They're talking about him. They're doing videos about him. And so I don't see how he doesn't start this game. He looks like he's preparing himself. He's training. He's running on his own. He looks like he's dedicated. And I think it's like you said, you know, those things that people were mentioning about him not being fit, about him not being athletic enough, about all this stuff in his past trajectory. I think he's trying to put all of that to bed and say, you know what, this is a fresh start. This is a new slate for me. And this is an opportunity for me to showcase myself. And so I really truly do think that we'll see the best.
Yeah, I think this would be a good opportunity to put him in the pressure where it's going to test him out and see. It will show Jardín and the whole squad and América itself if he's able to handle the pressure for a game like this. You know, after spending millions on him, he's going to have to prove it. Like, you know what? I got to score against Chivas on the rivalry, the Clásico, to show that I'm worth all these millions and that I'm, you know, good enough to be in this team, no matter what the press said. It's basically proving his point, you know? So I think he has a lot to prove, not just to the fans, but also the press that said all these things about him.
Absolutely. No, I agree. This is going to be great. This is going to be fun. And I whether he starts or whether he comes off the bench, I just hope he has an impact. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can continue that good run of form. And I think he's going to be a very special player for us if he can, you know, showcase his consistency. I think that's the one thing that.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, then. Well, we talked about, you know, players, and then we talked about, you know, who we think is going to have a good game. We talked about Saint-Maximin. We talked about this game in whole as a general. We alluded to this, and now let's talk about it. Let's talk scoreline prediction. You said you feel very confident, and I don't by no means judge you for that. I feel like all Americanistas right now feel very confident, which is a little bit of a, you know, it's a slippery slope to be in that if your team doesn't respond. But we, like I mentioned earlier, I do think we have a very good set of individuals who are very professional and who are very aware of the situation that they're in. And so with that, give me your scoreline prediction for Saturday's game.
I think America wins 4-0. 4-0 or 4-1?
Oh, man, I would love that.
90th goal just for the honor, whatever it means for them.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking 4-0, 4-1. That's my... I was going to say 5, but I'm at 4. 4 is doable.
It's been a while since I've heard a 5-0 on the podcast, man. And it's usually coming from me, and I'm just talking out of my butt. But no, man, that's great. That's good. It's been a while since we've had a 4-0 for America. So I'd love it. Absolutely love it. I mean, the takeaways from that would be obviously your stat padding. You get a clean sheet. You know, you get momentum rolling even more so when you score goals. Everyone's happy, right? Everyone feels better. And so that would be absolutely amazing, especially after a Clásico. I mean, absolutely amazing. Well, that's great. I love it. I'm going to go with a little bit more of a reserved prediction, but I do think we still got the 3 points. It's going to be 2-0 again for America. Rinse and repeat of what happened against Pachuca. Luckily enough, there will be fans in this game, unlike last time. They've settled all of that drama off the pitch, and so we will have fans again. And so America doesn't have to worry about that. So it should be a spectacular event. Should be hopefully a very good matchup. Even though it will be a late game, I'm sure everyone's going to be excited. And afterwards, they're probably going to go catch the fight afterwards. So this game is going to be at Saturday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 Central, 11 o'clock Eastern. You guys can catch this game on Through the Innit and on VIX. And of course, make sure you guys follow us over on Eagle Eye Podcast so you guys can keep up minute by minute. AJ is going to be doing a phenomenal job keeping you guys up to date with goals, gifts, and reactions. Alrighty, man. Hey, Americanistas, Ivan here, and I wanted to invite you guys to sign up to our weekly newsletter if you guys haven't done so already. Make sure you guys head over to our website, eagleeyepodcast.com/newsletter, and that way you guys can sign up and subscribe, and you guys are up to date with everything going on in the world of Las Águilas del América. We give you guys a full weekly recap every Friday of the ins and outs of Coapa. And of course, we keep you guys up to date with what's going on in our world as well regarding the podcast. So if that is something you guys are interested in, that's something you guys want to do, make sure you guys head over again to our website, eagleeyepodcast.com/newsletter, to keep up to date with everything going on in the world of Las Águilas en América. Before we end it up, and before we wrap it all up here, it's just, I want to take the time and an opportunity for you to kind of maybe voice out a little bit more about your Americanismo. How did you become an America fan?
I'm glad you asked this question because I was hoping you would ask. The very first game that I saw, like, America was in 2005, bro. I remember, I specifically remember the first goal I saw too for America was Piojo López, was in the final against Tecos in El Azteca. Piojo, I think, scored, I can't remember if it was the third goal or the fourth goal, but it was pretty much America had already won it. But that was the first goal I saw, and that's slowly, little by little, I was learning about soccer, learning about America. Cuauhtémoc, obviously, you know, the symbol of America.
Yeah.
And since from there, a little bit, I started getting to know what America was, who they were, the players. And since then, I mean, I traveled to go see them play. I remember my mom got really mad at me. And she probably still remembers to this day, but it was the America Cruz Azul. It was for me, as an America fan or a soccer fan, you have to go to the final. You know, your team's there, you know.
Yeah.
So I went. I got tickets. Tickets were cheaper. The flight was $800. And she was pissed because, like, $800 to go to Mexico City. I was like, it's because you don't understand. This is America. This is this is La Liga MX final. You don't get it. But I got tickets. Tickets were way cheaper for me. But the ticket, the flight ticket was, you know, $800.
That's crazy, man.
I go to Chicago. I've been to, where else have I been? pretty much any time that where I can go see America play, I do my best to go.
Dude, that's awesome. But, that's great. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's one of the best things ever. So you've been a fan since 2000. You found them, you saw them, and then they just kind of reeled you in.
Yeah, no, I always loved soccer, but I never had a team. And when I saw the final, and I was like, okay, I think I'm getting hooked on it. And I remember watching, remember that final? Of course you do. You know, the Moises Munoz header?
Oh,
till
yeah.
this day, man.
The most iconic one.
Till this day. That was the best final I've ever seen. I wish I could have been there. I'm pretty sure you would have been there. You know, it would have been great.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like the most magical moment, like the most, yeah. I wish I could have been there. The one final, I was like, damn, if I could turn back time, I'd spend that money. If I knew that was going to happen, I'd go there just to experience everything.
No, absolutely. I feel like this is one of those, that game is one of those moments in where if you had a chance to be there, you definitely would have, right? You would have dropped everything to be in that stadium, in that rain, in those moments. I mean, by far, it's going to be the best final in Liga MX history. I don't think anything will ever top that. It's just because of the narrative, the drama. I mean, you can make a whole movie out of it, right? It's just that cinematic. Yep. And so, no, that's awesome. That's great to hear. So you've been a fan, obviously, since 2005, and you've seen the highs recently, but you've also lived through the very much lows that we had back in 2007, 2008. So, you know, you're very valid at what you're talking about. You understand the culture. You understand what it is to be an Americanista. That's phenomenal. So you've seen so much throughout your trajectory as an America fan. For you, what has been your favorite Clásico, either moment or goal, whatever just kind of pops up in your hand when I say América versus Chivas?
Favorite moment or goal? You know which one? I remember specifically. There's two moments. A 3-3 tie when in Azteca, América Chivas. I don't remember, but the one I remember, which, I mean, I got to respect to Héctor Reynoso with that goal he scored on, you know, young Memo Ochoa.
Yeah, from like now it was 50 yards out.
Yeah. I was the craziest goal. Like, yeah, respect that. But also, that golazo that Paulo Aguilar scored from, like, also, like, almost close to the same distance.
Yeah.
And he did that little, you know, the little dance celebration. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that has to be one of those moments in where a lot of Americanistas are, when you think, wow, best goal, best moment, you're probably thinking, yeah, that Paulo Aguilar goal was sick. That 3-3 in the Azteca is iconic. There's just been a lot of great games down the road, right? More when these games meant a lot more, right? When there was this passion, this rivalry that just, it was the day you marked on your calendar. Like, no one talked to me. No one asked me to do anything. This is the day that I am 100% blocked out. I got to watch this game.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's awesome, man. That's great. I have too many to think. Let me see. One of my favorite moments, and this is just more because of me being a huge Memo Ochoa fan and as a goalkeeper myself, one of my favorite moments is the semifinal in 2007 where America faces off against Chivas, and it's the second leg at the Jalisco. And, you know, they have this, Chivas gets into the box, and I think Bofo is the one who, or maybe it's not Bofo, someone shoots the ball, ricochets off of the defender, and Ochoa magically somehow regains traction, tips it onto the bar, and then afterwards the defense scrambles and clears it. But it's just a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal save. And then one of my favorite goals is obviously back in 2007 as well, where Torito Silva scored just an absolute banger against Michel, and it was
Torito.
Just, there you go. Torito,
I think he scored two goals.
Yes. Torito,
yeah,
I had a brace.
Damn. So,
That's a highlight right there. That's something I live with always when I think of Clásicos. And look, honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel the same way about you. Before the week, you used to feel like, oh my gosh, America Chivas. Like, you couldn't wait for it, right? Like, it's still 7 days to go, but you're still antsy. Now you're thinking, okay, cool, it's Saturday, whatever. But once, yeah. I don't know, once the TV turns on, once the whistle goes and the game starts, a little bit, just a little bit of that kind of sensation that you used to feel a little bit younger kicks back in, and you're like, okay, it's the Clásico. And then, of course, America then ends up kind of walking through the team, and you're like, okay, cool. But yeah, man, it's the Clásico, man, and it's awesome. I'm glad that I got the chance to talk to you, and we got to kind of reminisce about the past, and also talk about, you know, the future, which is hopefully this game and America with 3 points, because I think every America fan will agree that obviously we're still very early into the season. We're almost halfway there, but, you know, these games are our must wins.
No, yeah. Thank you for having me. I always love talking about America, especially another Americanista. You know, it's always like, oh, do you remember this goal? Do you remember this game? Or, you know,
yeah.
What about this player? It's like, oh, yeah. You're like, oh, what's your favorite celebration? Everyone's obviously, you know, Cuauhtemoc, the Cuauhtemoc. There's too many moments that's like, damn, you know, I can't believe it's so much time has passed. And, like, you know, this, we're here now and we're talking about it, which is great.
No, man. It's phenomenal. Obviously, this is not the only Clásico that we're going to have between América and Chivas. They're coming to the States in October. It's going to be in Phoenix. You thinking of going to that one or?
Yeah.
Or you might skip that one.
Maybe. Depending. I was really hoping they could do like an official game, but I don't know if that's, I think I want to say that's going to be like a FIFA international break. So
yeah, it's going to be the international break.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going to the Mexico, Ecuador, and Guadalajara. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. It's still TBD, but we'll see.
Absolutely. Hey, well, if you do end up going there, hopefully we get to see you there. We have plans of going there ourselves. And so we're looking forward to that one. But yeah, look, man, thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to us. I'm sure this won't be the last time we speak. And look, it's great. You're in Southern California, so are we. We hope maybe one day we can sit down, talk more America, or, you know, maybe do something in the future together, man. That'd be really dope.
Oh, for sure. Let me know. I'll hit up Gio for you. And if you guys ever want to do something like in the area at the field or at a bar, whatever, let me know.
No, yeah, for sure, man. We'll slowly but surely. I have this idea, this concept in my head. I've never really spoken about it out loud, but I'll say it for the first time here on the podcast. But I have this idea of like getting together like just a bunch of individuals, a bunch of Americanistas, and putting a game together for people to go and watch and stuff like that. And so slowly but surely I'm building my roster, you know. So I'm it's an idea, it's a concept, but it's definitely a dream I have and a goal hopefully later down the road. So all Americanistas out there, start getting back onto the pitch and training.
Go. Let's get it. Let's do this.
Absolutely. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. Where can for those of you who are not following Leo, where can they find you at?
Pretty much anywhere. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, MySpace, whatever, bro. All the socials around.
All right, then we'll make sure to link all your socials in the description down below. You guys can follow him. He's a great guy. Cool. Terrific content. Make sure you guys keep up to date with everything he's going on. And again, thank you so much for taking the time out, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, and then we'll be back next week to talk all things Club America, recapping what happened in the Clásico Nacional. Until then, you guys have a wonderful time. Take care. And as always, Arriba la America. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.